It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. 16 counties in Wisconsin face a shortage of veterinarians, leaving farmers and pet owners with limited options for emergency animal care. Last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture identified a record 243 rural veterinary shortage areas around the country, with states including Wisconsin on that list. The state is home to one vet school housed at UW-Madison. The program admits 100 students per year. The university says it's trained more than half of the practicing veterinarians in Wisconsin. To help retain more of those students and send them to areas with critical need, the state passed a law earlier this year creating a veterinary loan repayment program. That law went into effect in April, but will not be funded until it goes through the state's budget process. To learn more about how the shortage is being felt in Wisconsin, we turn to Dr. Brian Darko, veterinarian in Appleton, who works with both companion and large animals. He's board president of the Wisconsin Veterinary Medical Association. And Dr. Allison Leschke, who completed her schooling earlier this year and is now a large animal veterinarian at United Vet Services in Waupaca County. They spoke with Kate Archer-Kent.
Dr. Darko, take us to Northeast Wisconsin and your clinic in Appleton. What demand are you seeing for services, and how has that evolved since you first became a veterinarian?
Yeah, I think when I look at the needs in Northeast Wisconsin, I think it has really evolved over time. I've been in Appleton since 2011, and this is the first practice that I worked at, and I've really seen a lot of changes over that time. I would say the need for large animal, things have kind of shifted. You know, the companion animal or small animal needs have always maintained, if not gotten even greater. And the large animal needs are definitely still there. I think on a greater scale across Wisconsin, the needs are immense. And in the Fox Valley, while we feel as a veterinary community that there are not enough of us to serve the needs on either the large or the small animal aspects of our practices, we are in a much better situation than other areas of the state where they are significantly more understaffed.
Dr. Leschke, turning to you, what drew you to becoming a veterinarian and then wanting to work with farm animals?
I am the classic, I always wanted to be a veterinarian type of student and now doctor. I grew up on my family's 100-cow dairy farm on the east side of Wisconsin. And I remember I was the young kid that would always follow the vets around and be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And I'm sure looking back, I was slightly annoying because it's not always exciting for that. But my family unfortunately sold out. But after that, I remained in the dairy industry and kind of jumped ship to my neighbor's farm where I got experience robotic dairying and what that looks like. And I was always gun set on becoming a veterinarian. And I pursued that passion by attending University of Wisconsin-Platteville for dairy science. And then I stayed in the state and did my vet school at University of Wisconsin-Madison. And then just graduated in May. So I've stuck around, but it's always been a passion of mine, especially dairy cattle. And I kind of owe it to my family on that one. Yeah. Growing up on a dairy, I just loved working with the calves. That was our job, feeding the calves. But then it was just so exciting to operate at all levels from calf to cow.
What are you seeing in your first few months in the profession serving this community? What is it like?
Yes. For one, it's awesome. Like, I definitely made the right choice. It's a little bit of everything. We still have a lot of clients, which I love and adore, that we are treating milk fevers or going out for DAs. But then we also have some...
What are DAs?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Displaced abomasums, just cows that they end up twisting their stomach often after they're done calving, and we have to do surgery in the barn, and we move their stomach over to allow for them to continue to eat and drink and bounce back on any type of slowness they were having. But we have a lot of clients, we still service that. We have dairies that range from like 5 cows up to 10,000 cows. In each farm has different needs. And at the end of the day, our goal is to take care of the cow that takes care of the farmer. So we're trying our best. We do have a large radius to service our clientele on all levels, again, from like sick cow work up to like computer work and consulting, and seeing what that looks like on different sized dairies.
Dr. Darko, Dr. Leschke, her day might involve exam rooms in the barn or surgery in the barn. What are the challenges of recruiting students who want to work in this environment as rural veterinarians?
That's a great question. I think when you look at the students nowadays, I think there are just fewer students coming out being interested in maybe having their exam room be the barn. I agree with Allison that you meet some incredible people and you can have some great experiences, but I think those students also need to, you know, working on farms in January, and I'm sure Allison can attest, it's not maybe as pleasant as working in a climate controlled environment. So I think that some of it is a little bit of creature comforts. I think some of it too is that many of our large animal practices are taking us out into more rural communities. And so it's also finding that balance of quality of life outside of work and wanting to make sure that you're fulfilling all aspects. Because I think students nowadays, I think the job is important. I think their lives outside of the job are equally as important. And so then, especially when you talk of you know, large animal services, there's the on-call, there's the nights, there's the weekends. And again, I think Allison can also attest, cows don't take holidays. I tell
they're
people all the time.
They're not the 9-to-5 cows.
they're not the 9-to-5. So also you look at, like, there aren't emergency clinics for our large animal patients. So we end up being those emergency doctors as well.
You're both graduates of the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, the only vet school here in Wisconsin. Dr. Darko, how crucial a piece of the puzzle is that when it comes to the rural veterinarian shortage and training up future vets?
I think it's incredibly important. I think we're all very thankful to have the university in our state because they are really trying to train veterinarians to stay within the state. And so they, you know, they have a heavy, dairy emphasis. At the same time, you know, we hear about that they're not producing enough veterinarians to serve the shortage. And what I will say is, you know, at the university level, they are really trying to ways in which they can bring in more students and try to pick up or increase their numbers to the best of their ability while not maybe compromising the education that they're providing.
I wonder what comes up for you, Dr. Leschke. I mean, the university training hospital can only have so many spots to train even the residents coming out of the vet program and then training them up for a rural setting. What comes up for you?
Yeah, so fortunately, Madison being a wonderful city, you can drive 20 minutes pretty much any direction, depending on rush hour, but any direction, and you're in a rural setting that has lots of farms and lots of farmers willing to bring students to their farms. So I would definitely say within my last year of vet school, our university definitely emphasized getting hands-on farm work with the students interested in dairy. So we did a lot of driving and going to dairies in the Madison region, but also outside. And then also, fortunately, we were able to track for different externships. And many people who decide the dairy route select clinics throughout Wisconsin, so they're able to get more on-farm experience as well as more veterinary experience, again, in the day in the life of a large animal veterinarian, which sometimes isn't as glamorous in January in Wisconsin, but it's really nice for us to be able to get that experience now than later and be a little culture shocked. But I think the university really stresses getting out, getting on farm, and trying to get as much experience as you can before you get out.
We're talking about Wisconsin's shortage of rural veterinarians and new policy efforts aimed to change that. We have Dr. Brian Darko with us, a veterinarian in Appleton, board president of the Wisconsin Veterinary Medical Association, and Dr. Allison Leschke, a large animal veterinarian in Waupaca County. Dr. Darko, Wisconsin has this new veterinary loan repayment program that went into place in the spring. What went into the creation of this law, and what does it entail?
Yeah, it was definitely quite a long time of educating our legislators of the importance and the shortage that does exist within the state. And I think the Rural Veterinary Loan Repayment Program that was supported on a bipartisan level, it really helps to address a good portion of, I should say, more so the large animal aspect of rural veterinary shortages, because this bill does allow for 50%, or it has a minimum requirement to 50% food animal service that does allow for 50% to be helping small animals in this rural community. We're talking today a lot about the large animal shortages, but in these rural communities, small animal shortages are equally as bad or as extreme. And so I think this is a great stepping stone to get veterinarians into communities and hopefully in these more rural settings. And hopefully down the road, we can use this as a stepping stone as well to help our small animal colleagues as well.
Dr. Leschke, you advocated for this new law. How big of a factor are student loans as vet students make their decisions about where they go after vet school?
Hearing about this loan repayment has been huge. Coming out of vet school, you log into your student loans and you're like, holy cats, that's a large number. And you get overwhelmed. You get quite overwhelmed. You're like, wow, I'm supposed to start this life, start a career, continue on. But you're like, I have this massive loan that feels like it will never go away. And you begin to chip at it. And it's daunting. So knowing that there's a program that is being supported and working on funding is very relieving, honestly, especially being in an area that is very rural, and we service lots of rural counties outside of Waupaca County as well. Knowing that we would have the opportunity to maybe bring more veterinarians into this area. So I think this is a really exciting opportunity, not just for me, knowing that I can apply, but also to other veterinarians that are in practice right now, that they would have hopefully more people that they may hire or nearby so that they can also have a better work-life balance.
At the federal level, the Department of Agriculture has a federal loan repayment program for vet medicine. Is that something you or your classmates considered or knew about as you were picking your career path?
I would say that it depends on the type of specialist. So for example, if you go to school, so Alice and I each graduated with a doctorate of veterinary medicine. However, neither one of us went forward and did an additional residency to become boarded specialist in, let's say, small animal surgery or cardiology, something like that. I think for those types of services, you need to be in an area where a reasonable amount of pets can get to you within, you know, I'm going to kind of arbitrarily pick about an hour's drive, because right now, at least in the Appleton area, we're referring patients to Madison or Milwaukee if I need a cardiology consultation or a boarded small animal surgeon or a dermatologist. I think that in the greater, let's say, Fox Valley, I think specialists would be warmly welcomed. And I think in the more rural parts of the state right now, there's such a veterinary shortage that I think that really, if they would just welcome veterinarians, how much would, you know, a boarded specialist be, how busy would they be in, let's say, far northern Wisconsin or far northwestern Wisconsin? I unfortunately can't speak to that, but I think we're working on a much more basic level as far as the shortages go, if that makes any sense.
Dr. Leschke, what would happen if you would need a specialist, you know, on a farm or in a rural area?
Yeah, unfortunately, to Dr. Darkrow's point, it is an hour's drive. So up here, we are sending them to Madison, which is at least 2 hours. And like I said, we're working on large animals. So that's trailering likely a distressed animal, an animal in pain, down to Madison, which they're a great program. But yeah, that's our referral center.
And Kate, can I just add, I think too, when you're talking about large animal referrals, the number of specialists in the state is even smaller. To Allison's, you know, point, when you're asking about small animal referrals, the number of specialists in the state is larger. It's still there's still definitely room for numbers to increase, but when you're talking about a large animal specialist, the numbers are even fewer.
I want to land on burnout, which has been a serious concern within this field of veterinary medicine for years. So with that, Dr. Leschke, what concerns do you have about managing stress and mental health in this profession when, you know, you're traveling great distances each day and you don't have that consistent schedule? As we talked about, cows are not on the 9-to-5 clock. What comes up with burnout?
I would say during my education at Wisconsin, they did stress, like, you need to take care of yourself. Like, if you cannot take care of yourself, you cannot do your job and you can't take care of the animals. And being a young, chipper new grad, I'm very excited, ready to jump the gun. Like, I'll come out with you to do this until 9 p.m. at night. And it is a little cumbersome at first, but I have an incredible team here that is like, okay, Allison, this is Allison's schedule, and she's going to do X, Y, and Z. And I have a great team that I can talk to about anything. If I told them that, hey, I'm feeling like there's a large burden on me and there's a lot going on, like, could you take this? They would be more than happy to. And I'm fortunate, again, to have the team that I can relay that information to. So I definitely think I was educated about it while in school, and then I found a really amazing team that helps make sure we're not burnt out. And then being a new grad, they're constantly checking in, like, how do you feel? How'd this go? And that's really reassuring and comforting to know they have my back.
Dr. Darko, you know, turning to you with, you know, 25 years as a veterinarian, you were there doctoring during the COVID pandemic when veterinarians were struggling because there was so much need. What resources are there for vets who are struggling with burnout in their profession?
Yeah, there are professional programs. I know through the WVMA, we have, you know, professional support programs. There are, again, speaking directly with the WVMA, you know, getting in contact with your colleagues or business support and things like that. Our profession is filled with a group of people who really have the drive to care for our patients, or we wouldn't be in this profession. But we also have the drive and desire to help each other. And I think, you know, working on the veterinary shortage as we are, hopefully will start to take a little bit of stress off of people on more of the daily side of things. You know, people who are really facing burnout, I think, you know, just know that there are some professional programs out there to help and to hopefully provide some guidance.
Well, Dr. Darko and Dr. Leschke, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
That was Appleton veterinarian Dr. Brian Darko, board president of the Wisconsin Veterinary Medical Association, and Dr. Allison Leschke, veterinarian at United Vet Services in Waupaca County. They spoke with host Kate Archer-Kent about Wisconsin's veterinary shortage and a new state law aimed at bringing more veterinarians to rural counties around the state.